RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, we want to go out there and play our brand of football, and it gives us the best shot to go win the game.
Looking for lane, he's got one. Watch out here. If he gets a couple blocks, he's gone. Devin Hester, the rookie from Miami. Touchdown.
Man, it's what you play football for. It's what you dream about, the opportunity to play primetime football, rivalry game.
Perry is in the offensive backfield for the Bears. He'll be the lead blocker. They're getting the football to Perry. Touchdown. William Perry.
Yeah, there doesn't need to be much of a message here this week. They know.
And now it's time for Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
By the countdown clock, we'll read about to what we have. 5 hours, 19 minutes until kickoff time. The 10-4 Chicago Bears versus the 9-4-1 Green Bay Packers. Hi, everybody. Judson Richards along with you for the next 2 hours. We will break down just about every single aspect of this game that we can. And when we've run out of gas, which I don't think we will, but we will be done at 4 o'clock. And then Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and of course, Molly will take over for your pregame show beginning at 4 o'clock. The reason why I am here is so I can talk to you. Let's dive into this thing. We have opened the phone lines, 312-644-6767. This is one of those. We do not need to outthink the room. I will set the topics very simply. What will it take for the Bears to come away with a win tonight against the Packers? 312-644-6767. One more for you as well. Who do you think gets a game ball tonight? If the Bears are going to be winners, who gets the good, better, best game ball from Ben Johnson in the locker room? Virtually, who is your X factor for this game? Now, obviously, we'd love for Caleb Williams to throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns. And of course, sure, that would be very simple. Let's dig a little bit deeper. Let's go a little bit deeper into this 53-man roster of who may have to be the X factor tonight for the Bears. Let's talk about this matchup, 312-644-6767. Speaking of someone who knows about beating the Bears in December, former Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson will join us at 2:30. So coming up in just about 25 minutes, look forward to breaking this one down with Allen Robinson in just a bit. You know, Cole Kmet said something this week. He said, this is what you put all the work in for, and he was talking about the players. Well, as far as you out there, the Bears fan, also, this is what you put all the work in for. Like, this is the good stuff. This is your time, your energy, your money, what you have put all your work in for in investing in this team, what you have been waiting for, especially over the last number of years. This is your time. Tonight is going to be a prize fight. Saturday night, this is all about you, the Bears fan, 312-644-6767. There are three main ingredients that is going to make this such a great Bears meal tonight as we sit down to watch this game at 7 o'clock. And number one is the NFC North is on the line. First place is on the line. The Bears a half game up, a chance to go a game and a half up with a victory. So you want to take the North and never give it back? Well, let's focus on taking it first. This will be a great chance for the Bears to do it tonight. Number two is for a very young team or even an inexperienced team, this is how you start building experience. When you're playing in playoff-type atmosphere, when you're playing in games late in December to try to get into the playoffs, you are virtually playing playoff football. So the young guys on this team, a majority of guys who may have been on this Bears roster for a number of years that have never played in really anything like this, with the NFL world watching on prime time on Saturday night, this will be crucial for games in January. And I am very curious to see how this Bears team shows up, because if you look at a lot of this roster, Joe Tooney excluded, and a couple others. This is the first time they are playing in real playoff time atmosphere with a ton on the line. And the third one is the biggest one. That's the opponent. Man, I was looking at some of the numbers about how the Bears have fared recently against the Packers. The Packers have won 26 of the last 31 meetings. The Packers have won 13 of the last 14 road games against the Bears. And Matt LaFleur is 6-0 at Soldier Field. If Ben Johnson and the Bears have plans on getting to a Super Bowl and winning the ultimate prize, then damn it, you got to own your backyard first. You got to take care of business in your division first. So there are so many great storylines tonight, and one of them, as a Bears fan, you got to feel really, really good about, is it's nice to have some confidence in a head coach, right? It's nice to have some confidence when Ben Johnson is putting a game plan together tonight, especially no Micah Parsons. We'll talk about that. Potentially no Evan Williams, which is a monster one as well. The safety who is their best, really open field tackler. And the Bears are so good at getting to the second level. No Evan Williams could be crucial tonight. But isn't it nice to watch or feel like you got a head coach that could end up putting 30 points tonight on the Packers? I mean, that should be something you should feel very, very confident about. And I've gone back and forth on this. Is this a defining moment for Ben Johnson, or has Ben Johnson kind of led breadcrumbs to lead up to this point where he has already defined that the Bears are going in a very different direction? But I go back to what I just said about how lopsided this has been. If Ben Johnson wants to win the ultimate prize with the Bears, then they will have to own their own backyard. So yes, this is a defining moment. Yes, it starts with beating the Packers, and what a better time than do it this evening. No better time. Allen Robinson will join us coming up in just a little bit. Let's get to these phones. 312-644-6767. Ben is with us in Oak Park, wants to get us started on a great, great Saturday. Hey, Ben, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Ben.
I think tonight, no Luther, no Rome, Colson Loveland's got to eat. If we win, Colson Loveland gets a game ball.
Ben, thanks for the phone call. So you, Ben, I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yeah, I think with no Luther, no Rome, Colson Loveland's got to eat. He's got to have a good game. And I think if we win, Colson Loveland gets the game ball.
Ben, thanks for the call. Yeah, appreciate it. I'm with you. Colson Loveland. And Colson, you know, even when Colson wasn't getting a lot of work early in the season, Colson, to me, you could tell he just looked like he belonged. I can't. He's 21 years old. But it's one of the reasons why you go after major programs. I mean, Colson has been playing major, major football games in front of tens of thousands of people since he was 17 years old, going back to his time at the University of Michigan. I mean, he has looked like he has belonged early on, and you can tell that this moment is not going to be too big for him. 312-644-6767. Let's hear from Patrick Manley. Earlier on the week on 6-7 The Score, Patrick Manley on the Roma Dunze Luther Burder then being out. How concerned should Bears fans be?
If you look at the throws that Caleb makes, guys are schemed open.
Yes.
That is Ben Johnson. Yes, there are plays where guys get themselves open. Like Colson Loveland does a nice job of beating guys one-on-one. All the guys do. But most of the time, you see guys wide open in the middle of the field. Luther Burton last week, right in the middle of the field, a nice, 20-yard gain or whatever that was. So I don't have a problem with that. And here's another reason why. Zacchaeus has 35 starts. Duvernay has 25 starts. I think he started 13 games one year, I think back in 22. And they're in their sixth and seventh year, I think it is. They're veterans. They're going to be ready to play. They're going to be in the right spot. They're going to do what's coached and what's asked for. And with Ben Johnson's scheme and the way he opens up guys just with his play calls, I think they'll be okay. So I'm not as nervous as or scared or whatever you want to call it as much as I would be. But I think they'll be okay. I think the drop-off will be a little bit, but not a whole lot.
You know, if you line up the two injury reports, the Packers have a vastly different looking injury report. Would I love for Roma Dunze and Luther Burden to be out there for the Bears? Sure, absolutely. Is Tremaine Edmonds going to be out there for the Bears? I'm hoping so, but I think it could be on a limited snap count as well. But yeah, I'm with Patrick Manley. Olamide Zaccheaus, he has had a nice career. He looked early on like he had a really good rapport with Caleb Williams. He had some drops, but, you know, more so than losing his job, I think the Bears really wanted to get Luther Burden going. Zacchaeus had some drops, absolutely. But you know, do I think, or am I concerned that Zacchaeus could be a part of the game plan? Absolutely not. No, I think he will be. I think he will be productive. But I think this is going to be one of those games where you want your big money to eat, right? DJ Moore is your highest paid offensive player. And the potential of Zach Tom, the right tackle, being out for the Packers, I think you want Montez Sweat to get off as well, your highest paid player on the defensive side of the ball. So injury-wise, drastically different of what you're looking at for the Bears versus the Packers losing arguably the best defensive player in the NFL. And I would say Micah Parsons is the worst player to go up against Caleb Williams, because unlike Myles Garrett, that muscle-bound freak, unlike T.J. Watt, they're not chasing down or catching Micah Parsons. They're not chasing down Caleb Williams. Mike has the best chance to do that. So it is a terrible, terrible draw for the Packers to lose Micah Parsons at all, especially against the quote-unquote Houdini act that is Caleb Williams. 312-644-6767. Angel is with us here in Chicago. Hey, Angel, what's going on?
Hey, yes, I'm going to be watching the game tonight, but I just want to comment on something. I know I have a prediction of the score. Bears are going to win 28-21, and I think that Mangani, the running back we have, and the Swift is going to be, they're going to get 100 yards each tonight. Go Bears. Bear down, baby. We got to beat the Packers. And Ben is going to say, better, better, best.
Angel, thanks for the call. We'll continue to work on your good, better, best call. So Kyle Manungai will work on that. And you know who else he's working on is Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady, when I was watching back the game, he had a tough time getting that first Manungai out of his mouth. But I'd venture to guess that Tom Brady is up to speed as the national game is happening tonight in Chicago. Soldier Field, Bears and the Packers were with you leading all the way up to kickoff time. Let's hear from the quarterback himself, Caleb Williams, because Caleb is looking a little bit for a redo of what happened last time the Bears went up against the Packers.
I'm excited for it. I think everybody's excited for it. I think, you know, even DJ said it after, you know, the game is, you know, we feel as if we let them off the hook. And, you know, part of that was, you know, us starting slow. Part of that was, you know, the explosive plays and allowing something that we've been pretty good at, you know, so far this year for all sides of the ball. And so, you know, we want to go out there and play our brand of football, and it gives us the best shot to go win the game. And that's starting fast, you know, playing physical, executing plays the way that we know we can, offense, defense, and special teams. And like I said, we're excited to go, you know, showcase that.
That's Caleb Williams on this matchup tonight against the Packers. Judson Richards along with you. Former Bears wide receiver Allen Robinson will join us coming up in 15 minutes as we get into this matchup. Phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Let's talk about that quarterback a little bit, because Caleb Williams, he was great against the Cleveland Browns. I thought he may have had his best game. So impressed that it came with the wind chill in the negatives. And Caleb Williams, I think at one point, went 9 for 9. For the quarterback tonight, it's pretty simple for him, right? It's pretty simple. Okay, well, it's not simple for us because we can't do what he can do. But when you can do what Caleb Williams can do, it's simple from the fact of just deliver on what your head coach asks you to do. And you don't have number one, you don't have Micah Parsons pursuing you. You know, Caleb is anything but a game manager because of his elite skill set. But at times, you just kind of want him to be a game manager, right? Put the Superman cape on when it's time, as we know. Do the Houdini act when it's time, we know. But if you've got to deliver a pass to the flat, do it accurately. If you got to just have a simple check down because the pocket got blown up, just do it accurately. If it is not a difficult throw, if you have an open wide receiver like he did so well against the Cleveland Browns, do it accurately and do it early. Right, so much of this game tonight, I really think will be put on the Bears to remind the Packers they are wounded. They are wounded. Do it early. 312-644-6767. Aaron is joining us from work. About to watch this football game later. Hey, Aaron, what's going on?
Hey, everybody. Happy holidays.
Thanks,
I'm
Aaron.
I'm calling because I'm calling because I'm a cynical Bears fan. I will admit it 100%. I will even own it. And this game reminds me of when Aaron Rodgers was hurt 1 year and we just knew we had the Packers and we're moving the ball and the guy runs and he steps out of bounds, but we want to challenge it. And he fumbled the ball out of the back of the end zone and the Packers get the ball and we blow the game. We just find a way to lose it. I just want the Bears to find a way to win it tonight. And I want Bears fans to stop thinking just because this guy isn't playing that we can't still lose. And that's it. I'm with you, man. I want them to make the basic look good, and I want them to run the ball, and I'll be happy with that. I really would.
So, Aaron,
happy holidays.
Aaron, yeah. Stick with me for a minute. Yeah, I know your work. You tell me if your boss is getting close to you, but you're telling me that you feel like the Bears, they may be overlooking the Packers because of no Michael Parsons. Is that what you're saying? Or just as Bears fans, you assume that they're going to win?
I'm saying that Bears fans are assuming they're going to win as if there's other players on that team that's not going to try to make a name for themselves. I don't want Bears fans going into this game thinking that it's a given. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody's going, oh, he's not playing. We should be able to do this and we should be able to do that. Well, we should be able to do a lot of things. We don't. So I'm enjoying the season. I'm wishing the best. But I don't want Bears fans going into this game thinking that just because one guy is out, we got this game. Because look at the history. We've had them with no Aaron Rodgers a couple of times, and we didn't win none of them. Not one.
Aaron, how do we course correct this?
Honestly, run the football down their throat and punish them. Do exactly what you just said. Make the accurate pass out into the flat. Execute your game plan. Hey, whatever he needs to do to calm himself down, because as of late, he's been all over the place when we start off on offense. It's like he needs two series to calm down. I need him to be calm from the game and run the football.
Yep.
Just run the football.
Aaron, go ahead. No, you're cooking, Aaron. You're cooking. Because you know what? I had the thought, like, to use a baseball analogy, I've had the thought, you know, sometimes when your starting pitcher has a rough first inning, so they kind of throw their first inning in the bullpen and then they come out like they've done a second inning. I've had that thought about Caleb, where it's like, I wish he could kind of have a series or two on the sideline and then start the first quarter.
You know, I'm with you on that. When he just strikes me as a guy that he's a finisher and not a starter, and I don't mean that in a negative. It's just like some guys need to see the flow of the game and then they come in, or, you know, they can come in that way. Some guys come off the bench cooking, you know, so I actually agree with you on that. But I just think, honestly, I think some of it is coaching. Like, just start that first series with running the football
more.
Yep,
bingo. Aaron, you said it. You said it. That's what needs to change tonight, or at least that's what we're hoping to see, is because as Bears fans, Aaron, you guys are all feeling the same. Like when, you know, when you have that concern of, oh God, like, we're supposed to win it, but we've felt this before. Like, the change comes in the ball coach. The change comes in Ben Johnson, in Dennis Allen, up and down the coaching staff that has been so good, right? From Declan Doyle to Al Harris, the coaching staff does not allow you to ever overlook an opponent, because they certainly didn't do it against the Cleveland Browns, right? We had that conversation. They're going to overlook the Browns because it's sandwiched in between the Packers. They play their best game against the Cleveland Browns. And then you sprinkle in some veterans on this team that does not allow it. But to Caleb, because Caleb, you know, remember that little show called Hard Knocks, where Caleb's like, nah, I don't get nervous. I don't get nervous. Remember when he said that? And then I felt like for the next month and a half, when there was a go route or a deep ball, he just sailed the wide receivers. Like, he was so jacked up. He was throwing the ball 10 yards past them. He does get nervous. It may not show on his face. He may look cool, calm, and collected. But a lot of times, he looks like it because he sails receivers. He just throws the ball harder or higher early on in the game before he settles in. It's like he needs to get punched in the mouth a couple times. Well, I still look at Caleb as a young player. Like nothing about him am I having a final thought. It's still growing. What I want to see is I want to see it happen tonight where he looks in a groove from the first series on. And hopefully running the game will soften things up. And you know what will make any quarterback feel better? Is when you're not being pursued by a guy named Micah Parsons. 312-644-6767. Allen Robinson, who knows about winning and beating the Bears, beating the Packers in December for the Bears. Allen Robinson will join us coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's go to Chris on the South Side. Hey, Chris, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Man, how's it going? I just wanted to just talk about the optimism for the Bears, man. I've been a Bears fan for a long time, and this is the first time I can honestly go into the game not expecting them to win, but they have a good chance as any, man. There's no reason that this is not the turnaround, the time for the Bears to turn it around, man. I'm just so excited for Caleb, the run game, the receivers, even the defense with the ball, the takeaways. It's time for us not to pick the Bears apart and see what they need and talk about strategic. Let's take this game and watch it and enjoy the football for a second and not be critical. Just enjoy football. That's all I got.
No doubt, Chris. Yeah, I appreciate it. No matter what it looks like, come out with a W. And Chris, what he said, it's kind of how you hope your team feels. You're not overconfident, but you're confident. Does that kind of describe where we sit as of now? Again, the Bears have won 10 of their last 12. They're 5-1 at home, and they've won 5 straight. I don't like playing the shoulda, coulda, woulda game. If they had a clue in week 1 against the Vikings, they could very easily be 6-0 at home. Don't be overconfident. You know what? Be whatever you want. Be whatever you want. But you are favored by Vegas. And you have a great chance of winning. And Scott, you should feel confident about watching your football team tonight.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is a battle for the top of the NFC North this evening at Soldier Field. The Bears and the Packers joining us now. 11 years in the NFL. He is former Bears wide receiver. Allen Robinson with us on 6-7 The Score. Allen, thanks for your time on a Saturday. What's Soldier Field going to feel like tonight for the Bears players out there on that field?
It will be cold, but along with being cold, it'll feel like a playoff atmosphere. You know, that was always what was special about playing in Soldier Field in meaningful games this time of year, is that you can feel the stadium, you can feel the fan base, you can feel everybody come alive.
Allen, did you have to do any sort of self-check before you took the field to not allow emotions get too high? Was it preached to you by your coaches at all when playing in these big games, including a playoff game?
No, you know, I think that self-check stuff happens throughout the course of the week. As you're going through your game plan, as you're going through practice, and you're getting your mind right to play on, normally Sunday, but what's today a Saturday, as you're going through your process to play, you kind of put those things in check then. You understand what kind of game it's going to be. You take yourself you take yourself through the different scenarios of the things that can happen to make sure that you're at an even keel emotionally on game day. And all that stuff happens before the game even takes place.
Did you feel any different? Like when you were out on the field, did you tell yourself, I got to slow down? And I know you played in plenty of big games and everyone's always counting on you. But these kinds of momentous games, like, did you ever feel different and have to check yourself during the game?
I didn't. You know, I was always excited. And when I say excited, meaning as I'm going through the week of practice, you know, and once I get out there on Sunday and I'm able to take it all in, or once I get out there on game day, you know, as those emotions kind of hit, you know, you take a deep breath, you know, you realize and understand that this is what you prepare for. And like I said before, man, for me, it was always the week of practice that always allowed me to feel confident, comfortable on game day.
Joining us down on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is Alan Robinson. Download the Circus Sports app today. Alan, 2018 was the last time that vibes were really this good surrounding the Bears. Was it palpable around the city for you?
Yeah, you know, it was something that was very exciting. Again, that was my first year in Chicago. Obviously, it was a lot of new faces coming to town that year with myself, Coach Nagy, Khalil Mack. You know, so it was a lot of excitement, you know, and for us, we kind of leaned on that. You know, very similar to the circumstances right now that's happening in Chicago. You have Ben Johnson, who just got there with a younger quarterback, and Caleb Williams, some additions as far as rookies on offense and stuff like that. You know, so for us, it was just about embracing it, enjoying it. And it's one of those things where it's a city that you can feel the championship nature come alive in the city when the Chicago Bears are starting to roll a little bit.
Yeah, and you add playing the Packers, and it's why that, you know, the city is ablaze right now. Alan, after spending 4 years in Jacksonville before the Bears, who set the tone for you in the Bears-Packers rivalry?
I think the organization. That was the first thing that was talked about and spoke of when I got to Chicago, was the team that we had to go through to win the division. That year we started off playing them first game of the season, and we didn't come out victorious, but we also saw them late in the season around this time of year, actually, and we ended up beating them to clinch the division. So that was something that was very much understood as I kind of came to Chicago and went through training camp. We knew where the measuring stick was in the division at that point in time, and we knew who we had to take over to win that.
You know, the Bears have been very, very good at home this year, Alan. They're 5-1. As far as playing at Lambeau versus playing at Soldier Field, is there too much made of home field advantage, or could you drastically feel the difference in how the game was operated at home versus there?
You can tell the difference. And I think a big difference is, for the most part, when you think about even a day like today, you know, you come in here, it may be a little cold, but you have everything that you need game day wise. You have the heaters on the sideline. You're in communication with the equipment staff. Anything that you need or that you want for a big game like this, just for overall comfort, you know, even being in your own locker room, so to speak, you know, all those things are at your disposal when you're at home.
Alan, let's get into this matchup a little bit. The Packers, they've put on a brave face throughout the week, but, you know, what kind of letdown could there be after watching a player the caliber of Micah Parsons go down with an ACL tear for the season?
You know, it's something that can go a couple of different ways. Obviously, that's very tough and detrimental. Obviously, that's very tough and detrimental to the team, you know, but at the same time, sometimes that lights a fire under guys to step up, you know, that does spark some emotion around the locker room for guys to be able to, you know, figure out what they want to do. And on the flip side of that, for the Chicago Bears, it's about staying the course. It's about not taking them lightly or realizing that they don't have Micah Parsons up front. And you want to, at this time of year, you want to treat everybody the same. And whatever your game plan would have been, now you may want to be a little bit more detailed. And you may want to go look at some of those guys' pass rush patterns and stuff like that that you may be a little bit unfamiliar with.
What have you made of the season that Caleb Williams has had?
I think he had a really good season. You know, I think the biggest thing for them that he's done is he hasn't really turned the ball over. You know, obviously there are always some areas of improvement when you talk about quarterback and in the pass game and stuff like that. But being able to take care of the ball, allowing the defense to play behind him, you know, in certain situations, being aggressive with the ball in his hands, maybe that's scrambling or utilizing his mobility, doing all of those things, I think he's done a very good job of being able to pick and choose when he wants to do that and when he wants to be a little bit more aggressive with the ball in his hands.
You know, Alan, the Bears haven't been good, or they haven't been bad by any means of scoring in the first quarter. But Caleb does look like at times that he certainly warms to the game and he's at his best in the fourth quarter. A game like tonight, you'd love to see the Bears get off to a great start and certainly remind the Packers that they're in a bad way with as many injuries as they've had, the one to Michael Parsons. What quarterbacks have you been around that seem really good and really sharp from series number one?
You know, for mine, it always was Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford. I think those guys have a very their attention to detail and the way that they see the game and just how impactful coming out and scoring on your first drive or first and second drive, how meaningful that can be down the stretch, especially with the play sometimes that you're coming into. You kind of understand and know what they are. They're there to also set up plays in the later part of the game. So being able to kind of put your foot down when you get the ball, whether that's first or second, to go out there and send a message and score, I think puts a lot of confidence in everybody.
What's it going to take for the Bears to win tonight?
I think them just being themselves. You know, I think that they've done a good job on defense, getting turnovers. I think run game-wise, they've been able to balance that throughout the course of the over the year and have, you know, two running backs sometimes who have been extremely effective and also be able to get the ball to their weapons. We saw them make plays in the red zone week in and week out, you know, whether that's, you know, a tough back line catch, whether that's a short catch and run. So them being able to do all of those things is just about being themselves and playing like themselves today, taking care of the ball and playing complementary football between offense, defense, and special teams.
Alan, are you in a prediction mood?
I can be. I can give you. I would love to give a prediction on today. I think it's going to be a close game, just because it always is. I know Ben Johnson is going to come into this game with a little extra focus, seeing that they got beat a few weeks ago to the Green Bay Packers. So I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears 27-17.
Oh, well done. How about that? Allen Robinson says the Bears win by 10 tonight at Soldier Field. Allen, what have you been up to? How's life?
It's good. You know, just doing some media stuff. I'm not officially retired yet, so I'm still working out and still staying in shape. You know, a lot of that is also just that's just what I am accustomed to and doing. But, you know, being able to get into the media space a little bit and also just enjoying the free time that I'm having.
By the way, I think your media work is really good. I've caught you in a number of places, so stay at it. But since you said it, you know, Roma Dunze's hurt. Luther Burden is down. If I hear you correct, Allen Robinson is only a phone call away.
I am, you know, and I do have some familiarity with Ben Johnson's offense, you know. So
that's right.
It'll only take a phone call from Ben Johnson and Coach Randall L.
You don't call them, right? I guess it'd be like dating. That would seem a little desperate, right?
But yeah, you know, you got to wait for those phone calls to happen.
Sure. Since you have been under Ben Johnson with the Lions, what do you expect from him tonight? You know, everyone, we've already taken calls on it. Run. We know how well they do it, but you know, sometimes fortune favors the bold. Could you expect Ben Johnson to throw more tonight?
Ben Johnson is going to do whatever is necessary to win the game. And I think he always has a very good grasp, especially games like this. You know, for me, playing under him in numerous big games, games like this, Ben Johnson seems to coach and call the game his best. He's going to call it aggressive. That's situationally. Obviously, we saw against the Green Bay Packers, they called a play action late in the game that was incomplete. They called a very similar play against the Eagles, and it hit. So he's going to take advantage of whatever he believes the opportunity is and the timing of that.
Alan, thanks for some time on a Saturday. Appreciate it. And thanks for your prediction as well. Should be a great night for the Bears. But thanks so much for joining us on The Score.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What did you think of all the reaction to the handshake last game?
I don't think anything of it, to be honest with you. So
that was Matt LaFleur not thinking much about the handshake. I guess there's not a lot to think about because it happened so quickly, which in turn actually says something about said handshake. Judson Richards back here with you. I've got the pregame show, and the pregame show will take over at 4 o'clock. Patrick Manley, Olin Krutz, and Moley, of course, will lead you right up to kickoff. What a game it is. The oldest rivalry in football going back to 1921 between the Packers and the Bears, and I feel like a new chapter certainly is beginning in this old, old rivalry. 312-644-6767. What will it take for the Bears to come away victorious tonight? Want to hear your thoughts there. Also, who gets a game ball? Who is your X factor for tonight's game? The good, better, best. Ben Johnson will give it to who? Text line is open as well. Before we get into some of these numbers, am I the only one that finds the handshake and the fact that they actually do it? Or, I mean, it's not required by the NFL that you shake hands, right? I enjoy it for nights like tonight. In fact, I remember a couple weeks ago when the game ended and the camera was not tracking Matt LaFleur and Ben Johnson fast enough for me because I wanted to see or follow one of them and see what the handshake looked like. So from that standpoint, it's entertaining. But doesn't it seem a little silly that they shake hands, this tradition, right? I if you want to do it, all right, but it's not really a gentleman's game, so let's not pretend like everyone needs to be this great sportsman afterwards. My five-year-old, when they line up after soccer or t-ball, okay, trying to teach them some good sportsmanship, although there's so many viruses being handed around, I don't even really like those handshakes. But I'm excited to see what this one looks like tonight between Ben Johnson and Matt LaFleur. If you were a betting man, I feel like this will be more cordial. It's almost like they got it out of their system. Do I hope it's cordial? Hell no. Like, this is the good stuff. This is the drama. But if we ask ourselves, is it really important that they shake hands after games? It's not. It's almost just like you wish something happens. You know, like you need like a Pete Carroll, Jim Harbaugh moment, right? Like you want, what was the one I saw the other day of a coach chasing another coach down? Like, it's almost just like you're rooting that something, there's some sort of beef or drama. That's the only reason why you do it, because if they're just really polite, then it's boring. And you don't really need to do it. 312-644-6767. Let's get into a couple of numbers of this football game that could decide whether or not the Bears come out victorious. Did you know that the Packers lead the NFL with a 50.3% conversion on third down? They're just over 50% on third down conversion. What happened in this first game? The Packers were 8-for-12 on third downs. Yike. Yikes. Jordan Love against the Blitz was 8-for-11 for 126 yards and two touchdowns. As good as Dennis Allen has been this year with a beat-up defensive team, that kind of cat-and-mouse game that they play, whether it was offense coordinator versus defensive coordinator or Jordan Love versus Dennis Allen, Dennis had a rough game calling blitzes when they should go and when they shouldn't. I would be surprised if they blitz as much tonight. And if the Bears are going to be victorious, they're going to have to be vastly better on third down, which they've been pretty good this year, but were terrible against the Packers the first time they met up. The last time the Bears scored on an opening drive offensively, you have to go back to November 2nd, That was week 9 against the Cincinnati Bengals. That was the last time. I'm not talking about field goals or touchdowns. Any scoring. They have not scored on their opening drive since week 9, November 2nd. Now, overall, the Bears are not terrible by any means when it comes to scoring in the first quarter. Like a lot, there have been a number of times the last few games where they went 3 and out or didn't have a good opening series and then scored a touchdown on the second series. Like the Bears are 6th in the NFL, 6.3 points a game in the first quarter. But then they hit a lull. Then they hit a lull in the second quarter. Yes, they score, 6.1 points a game, but that's 24th in the NFL in the second quarter when it comes to scoring. So tonight, with a Packers team that want to pretend like all is good and they've gotten over, they've turned the page on no Micah Parsons. No, this is a team that may not have Evan Williams. They definitely will not have Devontae White, who went down a couple weeks ago. They may not have their right tackle in Zach Tom. This is a time where the Bears, offensively, you'd like them to be crisp right out of the jump. And then the big stat, the big one in this game, Micah Parsons, lost for the season. He is responsible for 35.6% of Packers' pressures this season. That's highest in the NFL. Parsons has 64 pressures this year. That is the most in football. There is not a single injury to a non-quarterback that is more beneficial for one team than the Bears today against the Packers. If Ben Johnson, perhaps before the season began, when the Packers landed Michael Parsons, if you could give him one player where he could not play in one game, a non-quarterback, Ben Johnson may have looked over the schedule, landed at week 16, and thought, I would choose Michael Parsons. Because there's one thing that Parsons can do that, you know, that the all those muscles of Myles Garrett can't do, and that's catch the Houdini that is Caleb Williams when he spins out of the pocket. TJ Watt, when he was healthy, he's not chasing down Caleb Williams. Micah is fast enough to either chase him down or reroute him or get Caleb thinking that he can't outrun him and perhaps he just needs to go down, right? Like, it isn't just the sacks. It isn't solely the pressures. It's the physical specimen and speed of Micah Parsons that is such an enormous loss for the Packers and such a gift tonight for the Bears. Do you want to beat a team? Do you want to beat the Packers at full whatever? Sure. Now we're getting back to sportsmanship and shaking hands. But if we're being honest, Christmas came early for the Bears. Christmas came incredibly early for the Bears, and they need to capitalize on it. It's that simple. Breaks come in all different shapes and sizes, right? For you, this is a great one. They've been handed it to you. Tough, tough break for the Packers. I get it. Happens all throughout the season. Bears don't have Roma Dunze, Luther Burden, but it's certainly a position of depth for them. And we'll see how the Bears take advantage of it. And I absolutely don't think that the Bears are taking the Packers lightly. It just isn't going to happen. It's not. I know you could be like, well, they're banged up. You feel overconfident. Stop. Matt LaFleur is undefeated at Soldier Field. How about that stat? Matt LaFleur is 6-0 at Soldier Field. The Packers have won 26 of the last 31 meetings. The Packers are 13-1 in the last 14 road games against the Bears. No one is taking the Packers lightly, not for a minute. You can do two things. You can not take the Packers lightly and also feel confident that the Bears can win tonight. There's a number of things to it. I would give the Bears a really good chance of winning, even if Micah Parsons was in this football game, just like we almost saw the last time they met up. But that is the worst non-quarterback injury at this stage of the season. Like, all right, the Tennessee Titans don't have to go up against Patrick Mahomes this weekend. Well, the Titans suck. It doesn't matter. This is an enormous, enormous injury. It is a gift for the Bears, and they better take advantage of it coming up tonight. Let's get back to you. 312-644-6767. Where are my Bears fans at? Are you feeling as confident as I am? And who gets the game balls? Who is the X factor? Yes, we know Montez, would be great if he had five sacks, of course. Let's dive a little bit deeper into this roster of who has to have a big game tonight for the Bears to come out victorious. Just a reminder, we are with you all the way until kickoff. Patrick Manley, Olin Krutz, Molly will be with you at 4 o'clock. I am with you for one more hour. We'll dive more into these injuries, who could be out, who may be active, in fact, for the Bears. What about Tremaine Edmonds? Let's talk to Chris Emma coming up in just about 30 minutes. And let's get back into this quarterback in Caleb Williams. Does he need to outperform Jordan Love tonight? Is it that simple? 312-644-6767. An enormous night in Chicago, Bears and the Packers at Soldier Field for the NFC North. You're listening to 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.